Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, in P.G. Woodhouse's story, Jeeves Takes Charge, we are introduced to Bertie Wooster. Bertie Wooster is an early 20th century simpleton who needs a gentleman's gentleman, a kind of glorified butler. Bertie is the dunderheaded kind of fellow who careens from one misadventure to another, and he quite literally needs someone to dress him. And along comes Jeeves, the butler. Jeeves, who is everything that Bertie is not, reserved, wise, careful, and someone who is filled with good fashion sense. He knows a good suit when he sees one. In fact, Jeeves lets it be known that he has left his previous place of employment because Lord Morpleston, his former gentleman, insisted on wearing the flannel shirt with the shooting jacket at dinner. So when Bertie proposes a specific wardrobe for an upcoming misadventure, a check suit, well, the butler is less than enthusiastic. Jeeves, pack my check suit! Excuse me, sir, that's a rather sprightly young check suit. Might I suggest a simpler brown or twill instead? Absolute rot, Jeeves. Perfectly blithering.
Very good, sir.
And so the adventure unfolds with Bertie careening from one pickle into another, and Jeeves rescuing this poorly dressed buffoon again and again and again. But as the story draws to a close, Bertie brings up the check suit once more. What of it, Jeeves?
I believe it is a trifle too bizarre, sir.
Very well, Jeeves. The check can be done away with.
Very good, sir. I took the liberty of giving it to the undergardener yesterday evening.
Without Jeeves' help, Bertie is the epitome of bad fashion. The epitome of someone who has bad taste. And like Bertie Wooster, we Christians, Ephesian and modern, are also a people who struggle often with bad fashion taste. We struggle with bad fashion taste at the moral level. St. Paul calls this check suit that we love, this bad taste, Gentile. You see, for the Christians who walked the streets of Ephesus 2,000 years ago, this bad moral taste was second nature. They had grown up on the stories of Zeus and Hera, Poseidon and Athena, Hercules and Apollo. And all of these gods and goddesses were fond of their check suits, so to speak. They wore check suits of scheming, raging, lying, promiscuous living, backbiting, everything that Paul is not, everything that Jesus is not. They had bad moral taste. These Ephesian gods wore check suits, and so the Ephesians wore check suits. They stole from one another in the marketplace. They slept around. They gossiped. They told half-truths about each other. And these were the stories that formed their Gentile imaginations, Gentile fashion sense. And they sound a little familiar. We too live in a Gentile culture, a culture whose stories seep into our moral fashion sense. Our gods, our athletes, our movie stars, our politicians are all busy wearing their check suits, so to speak, the check suits of raging, scheming, lying, promiscuity, backbiting. And so because our gods wear check suits, we wear check suits. We lie on our taxes, we revel in our bitterness, we tell half-truths about one another. But this Gentile lifestyle, this Gentile clothing, is a life characterized by futility, emptiness, vanity of vanities. It is bleak and poorly designed. It's a check suit, for crying out loud. It's a mind darkened and alienated from the life of God. It's an oblivious Bertie Wooster life of self-centeredness. These socks are all the rage, Jeeves.
Very good, sir.
But our Heavenly Father has a better fashion for us. He has pants that aren't too short, and he has a sport coat that fits with the harmony of reality. God gives us himself to enter into. God gives us himself to participate in. God gives us himself to dress in. Jesus Christ. And he sends his spirit to be his Jeeves to our Wooster. St. Paul describes putting on this right kind of clothing in our epistle reading in verses 22 to 24. What did you learn from Christ? He asks. This is what you learned. Take off the clothes of your former lifestyle, the old man, the old Gentile man, the old Adam, who is being corrupted according to his deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the clothes of the new man, the new Adam, the Messiah, the one being created according to God's image in true righteousness and holiness. Throw off your old clothes, your old lifestyle, and put on Jesus. Therefore, says Paul, take off the check pants of lying, stealing, and cruel speech, and put on the Jesus pants of truth-telling, tithing, building others up with your words. Take off the checked sport coat of blistering talk, simmering rage, screaming and blasphemy, and put on the Jesus sport coat of kindness, tender-heartedness, and forgiving each other as God forgave you in Christ. Paul's point is simple. Don't be a dunderheaded Bertie Wooster. Don't be a Gentile. Take off your Gentile clothes. It's bad fashion. Take off that checked suit, that sad, selfish way of life, and put on Christ Jesus. Dress in Christ. Participate in Christ. He is your identity now. You are, as Paul says earlier in Ephesians, you are in Christ in the heavenlies. And so act like it. Dress like it, so to speak. Live appropriately. Acquire good fashion sense in your moral life. But let's be honest. That's hard to do. We look around us and the Gentile way of life seems normal. Our friends laugh. Absolute rot. Everyone wears check suits, perfectly blithering. And part of us really likes our check suits. But then we hear our Jeeves, the Holy Spirit.
Very good, sir. I took the liberty of giving the check suit to the undergardener last evening.
You see, even as we struggle to put off the old man, to put off our old way of life, and to put on Christ, God's Spirit is at work. Look at verse 23. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, says St. Paul. Notice the verb here is what we would say in grammar is passive. Be renewed or be made new. This means that we're not the only ones doing something at that moment. Someone else is working on us, making us new. Our Jeeves is helping us define our wardrobe and helping us slip on Jesus. And our Jeeves is the Holy Spirit, slowly working on our fashion sense, slowly dressing us in Christ. It takes a while. We have bad fashion sense, bad taste. So what do you need to take off in your life, sisters and brothers? What check suit do you still dress in? What check suit do I still dress in? Don't fight or grieve the Spirit, as St. Paul says. Absolute raw Jeeves, perfectly blithering. Going to do what I want. No. Let the Spirit help take off that bad check suit and let the Spirit dress you in Jesus. And so we pray in the words of our collect, O God, forasmuch as without Thee we are not able to please Thee, mercifully grant that Thy Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.